Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchworth. Ridwan Barry-Acosta, he is in Warsaw, Poland. He is helping me understand through his website, he's an analyst at Geopolitical Futures, the Russian miscalculation early in this conflict and during these last 6 months, and now recalculation of what needs to be achieved for strategic goals. The Russians have given up a lot, but they're now involved in ground warfare from Crimea all the way to Kharkiv, and perhaps further north if their ambitions are to be realized. Ridwan, you talk of strategic depth. I want to be specific. From Donetsk, the city that you mentioned, to Pavlograd, to the Dnieper River Valley. That is not secure. Do the Russians need to secure that to maintain their logistics into the whole of the Donbass? Is that critical?
Yes, it's too critical for them, but we need to take into account why very specific element of this war, that Russia is moving per day in very narrow parts of the front line, which is almost more than 1,000 kilometers. Maybe sometimes half a kilometer, sometimes 2-3 kilometers, and if we assume if they need to reach Pavlograd or if they need to reach 100 kilometers from Donetsk city, it takes months,
right.
Even not months. It's even maybe some even experts say, of course, even for next year, we should expect a prolongation of this war.
What about the Crimea and the Crimean bridgehead? They, in the early days of the war, they charged out of Crimea, swung through Kherson, and were on their way to Mykolaiv. They might have even occupied it for a few hours. Do they need to secure that route?
Yes, look, for instance, it is when recently they were attacked, the Russian bases in Crimea. It was a surprise for the Russians because officially Ukrainians didn't have any sufficient missiles which can able to reach Crimea. But it's happened. And of course, it's still uncertain. Was it diversion or it was a real missile attack on the Russian bases in Crimea? But let's assume that Ukraine has such missiles. And but for Crimea, it's more or less secure, I would say. But again, in order to establish, like, let's say, 300 kilometers, they need to advance their current positions more on the northern and Odessa direction. But one additional choke point, which is linked to Crimea, it is a water canal. It's Crimean, northern Crimean water canal, which links the Dnieper River with Crimea. As we know, within the last 8 years, Crimean Peninsula suffered a lot due to the lack of the water. And one of the main achievements which Russia actually did, it is establishment of this, let's say, land corridor or total control under this canal. And now Crimea has a full control, full access to Dnieper water. And again, in order to make it permanent control over this area and secure from the Ukrainians' missiles, they need to advance. But of course, Ukrainians would not allow to such fulfillment of such scenario. But again, it's Russian. It became element of Russian strategic thinking that they need to go and establish such sufficient distance for this strategic place. I mean, choke point.
And now what we have then is the Russians need a buffer zone. Belarus was the original buffer zone.
Yes.
But Ukraine would have been, but it didn't work out that way. So now they're establishing buffer zones in the eastern part of the country. But we have about a minute. Assumption from your report is they have not secured sufficient buffer zones at this point, and that becomes their new strategic goal through the winter into the spring to expand their bridgehead 100 kilometers to maintain their logistics. Is that correct, Ridvan?
Yes, yes, and the logistics is the core element of both for Ukrainians and Russians. But at the same time, the HIMARSes and some other equipment which was delivered by NATO to Ukraine demonstrated weakness and vulnerabilities of Russian rares. And again, it's one additional factor why they need to make this these strategic depths like a reality. But again, if we even like a traditional, this so-called Novorossiya, it takes, let's say, line from Odessa to Kharkov, but nothing about like northern Ukraine, this Chernigov and the Sumy region. And it's like a traditional Ukrainians, like a ethnic Ukrainians heartland, I would even say. But Russians could consider to take this region, or at least attempt. Why? Because the line or borderlands, the neighboring Russian regions with in this area, right now constantly at war. I mean, like every time something happening in these regions, and Russia would try to secure even this Russian neighboring with Ukraine regions.
This is the northern part of the country where they do not have at this moment an offensive underway, to my knowledge. So what you're describing in total is the Russians well short of all of their goals since in the first 6 months. And that leads to the observation here in our final moments. The Russians have a choice, negotiate or continue to fight. Is that correct? There's nothing in between. They don't have what they need on the ground, so they can start to talk about it or they can attack again. Is that it, Ridvan?
Yes. Yes, so defeat for Russians, it's not achieving these right. precise goals which we already discussed. So in order to sit for negotiations and start negotiations, they need to achieve these goals.
Right, right.
Otherwise, it would be considered as a defeat for Russians.
Well, you've described a dilemma that I'm sure they ponder in the Kremlin without much sleep. Ridvan Bariakosta, the Russians have not achieved their buffer zone, and at the same time, they don't have enough to talk about in a settlement. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.